Hobbes' Leviathan, 1651. In 1651, English philosopher Thomas Hobbes, 1588 through 1679, wrote Leviathan, a book that focuses on the structure of society and its relationship with government. In the book, Hobbes makes several statements that have caused science historian George Dyson to refer to Hobbes as the Patriarch of Artificial Intelligence. For example, in his introduction, Hobbes compares the body to a mechanical engine. Nature, the art whereby God hath made and governs the world, is by the art of man imitated, that man can make an artificial animal. For seeing life is but a motion of limbs, the beginning whereof is in some principal part within, why may we not say that all automata, engines that move themselves by springs and wheels as doth a watch, have an artificial life? For what is the heart but a spring, and the nerves but so many strings, and the joints but so many wheels, giving motion to the whole body? When a human reasons, according to Hobbes, the person performs symbolic calculations and manipulations, something akin to addition and subtraction. By ratiocination, thinking, I mean computation. Now, to compute is either to collect the sum of many things that are added together, or to know what remains when one thing is taken out of another. Dyson asks, if reasoning can be reduced to arithmetic, which even in Hobbes' time could be performed by mechanism, then is a mechanism capable of reasoning? Can machines think? Computer architect Daniel Hillis offers his own speculation on the possibility of creating an artificial mind that can think for itself. For those who fear mechanistic explanations of the human mind, our ignorance of how local interactions produce emergent behavior offers a reassuring fog in which to hide the soul. Although individual computers and individual computer programs are developing the elements of artificial intelligence, it is the larger networks, or the network at large, that we are developing a more likely medium for the emergence of the Leviathan of artificial mind. See also The Consciousness Mill, 1714, The Artist of the Beautiful, 1844, Darwin Among the Machines, 1863, Giant Brains or Machines That Think, 1949, The Human Use of Human Beings, 1950.